For many in Asia, gold has long held a special place as an investment, often as jewelry, glittering gold chains, bangles and bracelets. Not only did the gold show off a family's wealth and status, it was portable and easily sold in a crisis. The global financial crisis that began last year led even more investors to see gold as a haven in troubled times. But as the price of gold moves closer to $1,200 an ounce, the market in Asia is starting to change. Chirapon Sonpanyar is a gold jewelry retailer and wholesaler in Bangkok.
Now everybody only to sell, you know. Now a lot of people come to sell their own one. Everybody have the ring, the own ring, right? And take out the diamond, take out the stone and sell the gold like that now.
Chirapon says that while high prices are good for mining companies and gold owners, they do not translate into good business for retailers and wholesalers.
Pretty small profit now. Sometimes you want to sell only the cost also, sometimes you sell. Because you want to get the money back, you know. Because the market like this, anybody same, you know, cannot sell, you know. I tell you, the business is very bad. I want to sell the old stock. Maybe, I don't know, the future, maybe next year, the market come back, we can buy more.
Bangkok's busy Chinatown has long been the heart of the city's gold trade. The shops decorated with bright red, windows filled with gold chains to lure passers-by. In his office above the busy streets is Jitty Thangsithipakdi, president of the Gold Traders Association in Thailand. He says prices are rising because of the financial crisis.
Due to the world economy, especially the US and Europe, having problem, and another thing about the US dollar has been depreciating daily. So these are the main factors that drive the price to move up higher due to the investor hedging their position against the dollars.
Jitty says as long as uncertainty remains over the global economy, gold will remain a popular investment. International mining companies and industry analysts warn, however, that gold production will not meet demand in the next few years. The World Gold Council recently forecast gold mine output to climb by 4% in 2009 to about 2,500 metric tons, but that will meet only two-thirds of demand. Kesara Manchusari is managing director of the Thailand Futures Exchange. She says since many investors in Southeast Asia are buying gold, prices should remain high.
What we see that because of the supply of the gold is depleting, so that's why the cost of digging the gold out of the earth is very high. What we know is more than like $600 per troy ounce. That is the cost already. And also that because of a lot of demands coming from the central bank, that's why all the demand for the gold has been increased. Therefore, the price should be stay as a high price, and also it might increase further.
The rising price has also led investors to look at other ways to enter the gold market. The Thai Futures Exchange introduced its first gold futures contract early this year, adding a new dimension for investors looking to reduce the risks of volatile commodity prices. At seminars like this one in Bangkok, investors learn how to buy gold futures contracts. Warawut Benjaputarong is Deputy Managing Director at GT Wealth Management, an investment firm that runs such seminars. He says education is important for those who are shifting from gold bullion or jewelry to sophisticated futures contracts.
Our mission is that we have to educate first to make them know how to invest in the market in the future, in the option. And now we have a lack of information on this, so that the first thing we have a policy to make our customer know what they want to do first, not something like gambling. Hey, we are good. Trade, but no, nothing. It's very dangerous for them. So that we have to make a seminar for customers first.
For many investors in Asia, gold's role as a source of safety and value has been reinforced over the past year of economic uncertainty. Market experts such as Warawood say the rising price of gold shows that role is not about to end anytime soon. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.